Every day, I tell myself, Mike, you shouldn't drink so much beer. Luckily, my name is not Mike. This is the Perfect Pour.
Hey, it's my name.
Aww, that's me. You're so mean.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show. Hey. Show about things that beer geeks find interesting. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're going to be talking about some beer releases to look out for later on. We're going to have the listeners are going to call us and talk to us about various beer things.
Are they?
We're going to see what we were drinking this past week. We're going to talk about some beer news. And we're going to be drinking. That's all going to be happening in the next 90 to 140 minutes.
Oh, really?
Before the show started, we had a couple of beers during our tailgating session. One, a sour from Libertine. Actually, it was a Saison. Central Coast Saison from Libertine Ales. Libertine over there in the Central Coast of California. The leader in sour beer. As far as I know.
Yeah.
Tell me different. Tell me something different, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, so I thought.
I have no idea.
Very good, very excellent beer. We also has this is my first time trying. This is the Chew Your Beer donated. So by the way, Libertine donated that Tyler. This another one donated by Chew Your Beer from Engren Brewing Company, Valkyrie German style amber. I'm gonna have it right now.
You do that.
Not offensive.
It's a straight up good beer.
Always a positive moment.
Wow, that's a good beer.
Not offensive.
We also had a Maui Brewing Company Big Swell that Rad Stacy brought last week. And it was active. I opened it up and there was all kinds of foam coming out of there. I didn't shake it up, I promise. So, I don't know what happened.
It's made with volcanic water.
Like, apparently, it was right in the whirlpool. They put some volcanic water in there.
Yeah, that's real.
So, there you go. We're all updated. And on the drinking. Now let's settle in.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good time. We're all going to have fun. And talk about what's going on.
All of us are going to have
fun. Should we just get it all the way right now? The big news going around beer itself. When big beer and little beer, big little beer. The biggest little beer can match up.
I'm going to need a drink in order to get through this.
Let's get Raymond.
I love gold.
Oh, as usual, starting off with a triple.
This is donated to the show by Dust Bowl Brewing, Confused Therapist. It's a unfiltered, juicy, hazy New England.
No,
what style
didn't.
Is it? Are you confused? Don't be. This smoother, softer version of our extremely popular Therapist Imperial IPA is all of the above. Vermont ale yeast and copious amounts of late edition hops give this beer a huge tropical juice notes of pineapple and guava. Wow. Every now and then, seeing a new therapist is good for you. 10.4% hazy Imperial.
Is that all? Sesh, bro.
Apollo, Columbus, Mosaic, and Simcoe.
Those are all good hops.
I don't know that I'm familiar with Apollo. Other than I think I've had a Confused Therapist before. But this is a new batch.
Apollo sneaks in there every once in a while. Whoa.
That's got a pot. That is a pot smell.
Rather dank.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I was going to say now. When does session beer season start?
Soon. It's got to be soon. Spring's coming.
April? I'm going to say April.
April.
This is the available on draft in 16-ounce cans. And we've just been alerted to something right now.
What does it
Breaking
mean?
News.
Breaking news. Your dog's crapping on somebody else's lawn.
Oh, it's the neighbor app. What's that app? Neighborhood or something?
Fresgo.
This is really good.
It actually is.
For 10.4 is hidden there.
My socks are leaving my feet.
There you have. Oh, and there they go.
I keep trying to pull my socks up, but it's not helping.
So we're having this good Dust Bowl, and Greg from Stone is suing Keystone Light.
Put the key back in Stone.
Yeah.
Keith Stone.
So, is it Miller Coors?
Yes.
Just the Keystone Light. The Keystones have one side of the can has a stone, and it looks very much like a stone. Like it is, if you didn't know any better, it could be a stone beer. And so, so Stone is suing Miller Coors, saying, "Bros, that's a little too close."
Yeah,
copyright infringement.
You can dish it, but can you take it?
Yep. And Greg seized the opportunity and did a whole full blown social media push on what they're doing and everything.
As long as he doesn't start a GoFundMe for his legal fees, I think he's got to stand on his own.
I don't think he's going to do that.
Yeah,
he's. This is kind of like his new purpose in the company is to be, like
chief dickhead.
Yeah. That's what he wanted to see, the growth of the, you know, and growth of the company and not so much day to day. So now he's just like, well, I could do a lawsuit. Might tie up some of my time.
He calls up his legal team. Hey, I need to sue somebody. What do you got?
Well, I think they're in the right doing that. I can't believe that. I don't know the details whether they did a cease and desist and Miller Coors was like, nah. Or not. Can you jump to, do you have to do a cease and desist before you jump to lawsuit? Or can you just jump to lawsuit?
Either way, you're getting your lawyers involved.
Yeah. Well, I think you have to, even if you don't want to, you're almost required to sue for something if it's very close to your copyright. Because if you just let it go, then you risk losing your copyright. So if you're Stone, you almost have to sue because you can't just let things go. That's just the way the law rules.
Well, hopefully they did copyright it first, which it sounds like they did. And I think they've been, I don't know. I think I remember reading they've been through something like this before with Keystone.
Mm.
Saying they're skirting the edges of looking too much like the Stone Brewing.
Yeah. Hm. I'm supporting them.
Cease and desist might just be the formality. Like, hey, we're going to sue you.
Right. I'm supporting it. I think it would be nice to see Stone get a bunch of money from from Miller Coors.
What if they take the like Taylor Swift did, and they just take the dollar, like the sue them for a dollar? It's just on principle, it's not really.
Well, I think that would fall under you have to keep your legal rights of whatever your copyright is. You'd have to do that at least. I wouldn't think it would matter how much money it is. But I'm in support of it.
For me, it'd be about the money. Even if I had money.
I'd want the money. Ooh, sue those fuckers.
You got proper ownership, and it's very noble of you. Wow, so boring.
What if they sue them to take back all the craft breweries they've acquired?
Yeah. What does Miller Coors have? I'm confused because AB owns Miller Coors now, right?
No, Molson Coors.
Molson Coors.
Which is South African, not United States.
Gotcha. So this is a completely separate,
yes,
non-ABV company, Miller Coors.
Miller Coors owned Molson Coors or something like that.
Sounds right.
Sounds right.
But so what does Miller Coors own right now?
PBR.
Yes, go get that PBR. Back. Get that.
Make PBR reasonably priced, and they'll go in the shitter.
I think it's Olympia PBR, but don't Rolling they, Rock, Keystone.
Rolling Rock was the best skunk beer of the skunk beers. Rolling Rock was the best. But don't they own a craft brewery? Didn't they buy somebody?
Who's this? Molson Coors?
Miller Coors.
Oh, they Miller Coors. Well, Keystone's owned by Molson Coors.
Oh.
According to this Wikipedia.
So then it... And that blurs the lines.
Molson of Canada.
Oh, there you go. Not Molson of South Africa.
Yeah. We're on it, guys.
We're... Don't they have a... Windmere?
Oh, maybe. Or is Windmere part of that whole that group that Kona?
They don't list their subsidiaries. Son of a bitch.
Oh well.
Isn't this entertaining?
Go get them, Greg. That's all I'm saying. Oh,
they. I forgot about Leinenkugel.
Leinenkugel.
Leinenkugel. Oh, Target special.
Yeah.
Target's favorite.
Raspberry Shandy.
Well, here's, let's see here. Says.
I think we should listen to a Paul song.
While we're Googling.
Paul, what do you got for us? Oh.
Blue Moon, Crispin Cider, Hop Valley. Leinenkugel, Revolver Brewing Company, St. Archer Brewing Company, Terrapin. That's the one I was thinking of. Mercurius.
St. Archer. Remember St. Archer?
Yep. That shook a lot.
St. Archer's still there.
That's funny. We've seen considerably less of them since they've.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, they got bought out, and then now all of a sudden they went away.
Yeah, we were getting a pretty steady supply for a while, and now they've just disappeared. I haven't.
Then it got old.
They're all, nah.
They stopped.
I guess they're making money still. I don't know. I don't drink them anymore. Mm. They were a good beer too.
They had a really good pale, and that white. They had a good white IPA too.
Thanks, Paul. So, what else is going on in the beer world? I'm supporting Greg. You guys seem to be indifferent towards the whole thing.
I'm going for the winner.
I'm pulling for the winning. Just like in sports.
Who's going to win? I like them.
Man, that's the team.
I mean, is it going to really hurt anything other than Greg's ego if somebody goes up to him and goes, hey, I liked your Stone Light beer. I don't see how it's going to affect anything else.
Okay. Saying you can't let that stuff abide. You can't let Keystone get away with that. If Stone started made a Keystone, then Miller Coors would be suing them.
Stone.
Yeah.
Does Keystone really need new marketing?
Yes.
Yes. Are they losing their foothold?
They don't have me in my 20s drinking them anymore. they took a big hit once I stopped drinking Keystone Lights. Big hit. They have not recovered from it.
You mean Zach Galifianakis isn't their spokesman anymore?
Nice.
That's what Keith Stone looked like.
Oh, okay. I always picture that other guy. What's the... Guy's always a dick in all the movies. What's his name?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
How could I forget?
Oh, that
He's
guy.
Got the curly hair. He was the Eastbound and Down guy.
Oh, yeah. He's the new Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Curly haired dude. Him. He's a dick. Yeah. I don't know who that is.
It was his last show was on HBO was the Vice Principals. We'll get it. Oh, every single person listening to the show right now is throwing, yelling. Is yelling the name. We're all,
what?
Yeah.
My car.
Let's reference something that we don't know the answer to. Great.
Well, that show sucked, and so does that guy.
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride. Thank you.
Yes. I did it without using the internet.
Wow. What? How did you do that?
I use my head internet. Brain.
Yes. The head internet.
So what else is going on? What else is going on out there? Head internet.
Luponic number 9's out. Did you know
what?
That?
I didn't know that.
I didn't even know it. Like 8. What? 8 came and went already? Mm-hmm. Now we're on 9? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sons of bitch. Wow. I think they're speeding up the schedule.
Is it in our town?
Yes.
Wow. Now I have to look for this.
Yep. Has hit the shelves.
Am I previewing your Bincott drinking?
Nope.
Oh, all right.
I'm just shocked at the fact that 9's out. It's like, where have I been for the last 2 months? How's it February
Man, I was
already?
Still trying to find 6.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure it's still out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee it is. there's a keg of it, and kept many kegs of it in town probably still.
Ooh, let's go check all the Red Robins.
Yep. I guarantee, but that old keg of this Luponic Distortion is better than most things they have there, so just go ahead and order it.
You said 6, but you still have Sam Adams Christmas Ale.
Yep. Yeah, which do you want? Sam Adams Christmas Ale or Luponic number 6?
It's a tough choice.
Going Luponic.
I bet they got all the Elysian now.
So now I have to look out for number 9.
Mm-hmm. You think if 8 and 9 are on the same time, you'll do a blend?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Get a 17.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Does this add up to Luponic 17?
Monkish, they have tricked the hipsters into...
Los Angeles area brewer Monkish.
Parting with their hard-earned money once again.
Oh, what are they doing?
They're having their 6th anniversary party. Did the old Eventbrite ticket sales, sold out in, I don't know, 10 minutes, something ridiculous. 500 wow. tickets.
Limited all the cool seating. People want to be there.
Yeah, now I want to be there. I'm like, why is everybody buying Monkish tickets?
Why am I not getting invited?
So next trip to Disneyland, I'm going to try and hit up Monkish.
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah. I want to see this place.
See what it's all about.
Apparently, they keep their social media pretty tight. Like, I guess you got to follow them closely for all these can releases and special event releases.
They only tell social media?
Well, they tell you minutes ahead of time.
It's going on sale now.
Yeah. So you really
got to be one of those fuckers that don't have a job.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just sit there on Instagram all day.
They don't do the 3-week lead up. They're like, cans on sale now. Go. Sold out. And sold out.
And gone.
Every brewery wishes they could do that.
Mm-hmm. I like their labeling. They always have cool labels.
I'm indifferent.
Always. Always cool labels.
Always cool labels.
Oh, like you're going to say always indifferent because that's cool.
Always indifferent.
No, then you're cool.
Little, yellow, indifferent.
Oh. I don't know what's happening.
The Wayne's World reference.
What else, Nick?
That's all.
Well,
you talked about the stone thing, so yeah, we covered that. We're all on board with Stone.
I love gold.
Stone's going to win, right?
Stone will win.
Oh,
prediction,
shit.
Stone wins.
It did not say
they'll
hazy.
Have to settle.
What's going on?
Uh-oh, new beer.
Not to settle.
Don't settle, Stone. Go all the way.
Ooh.
What if they win Molson Coors?
Picnic Lightning.
That would be bad.
India Pale Ale with Mecca Grade Barley, Raw Wheat, Raw Oats, and Centennial Simcoe and Citra Hops. This
is from San Diego McKellar?
Brewed and bottled by Georgie West. San Pedro.
Georgie West. Chew your beer. Donated beer. Yep. Chew your beer. From Georgie West.
It smells like a Northeast.
Don't even bother passing it to Nick.
Okay, keep it. I got some more. Just pass that therapist back down
here. Here's your pineapple juice.
I'll get ripped on some triple.
Getting ripped.
Mm-hmm.
And this is juicy.
Where's Reggie? Does he like triples? Reggie needs to come drink triples with us.
This is the kind of...
Try to get him over here.
This is the kind of juicy
that I don't like. You record on a work night. It's a trouble. What's that meant?
Said, this is the kind of juicy that I do not care for.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a soft J like yogging.
It's like... spearmint pineapple juice. That's exactly how I'm going to describe it.
Okay.
Pineapple first and a little minty thing I'll going agree on with there. That.
It's like a rabbit donkey with skeletons.
Oh, you're aliens. Describing the can.
Donkey.
I thought you were doing tasting notes. Yeah, I was liking it.
Tastes like a donkey taint.
Wow. Tastes like donkey
taint. You eat donkey taint for breakfast?
Donkey taint.
Yeah, I don't care for this beer. Some people, there's a lot of people that will, so don't.
Oh, yes.
And there's people that named Will that will like this beer.
Many Wills will like this.
How many Wills will like this, Will?
They will. I guarantee they will.
As many Wills that could will, if Will could will.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, what's going on?
I'm thrown off, so I didn't really have time to get news. So
we did record a little earlier on Friday, real early on Friday this week.
Like 11:59 on Thursday.
Like a whole 24 hours earlier than we normally do. So just a heads up, especially if you're a voicemailer and you didn't get on this week, it's because we recorded early.
Maybe I gave up unpreparedness for the podcast. Maybe I'm going to give that up.
Yes, that's what you're giving up for Lent?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I'll take it. We'll see next week if if it worked.
There's just a lot going on. It was Mardi Gras weekend and then Fat Tuesday and then Valentine's Day and then Ash Wednesday. There's just a lot of stuff going on. How do you get everything in there?
And a new perfect pour. It's like, what are you going to do? There's a new Get Off My Podcast out there.
What?
One thing I wanted to bring up before we get into any voicemails.
What news do you have?
We're
fired? Okay, great.
You're fired. Worst beer blog. One of my favorite guys in beer to follow.
Oh, is that what it's actually called?
Worst beer blog.
You're not defining it as?
No.
Okay.
That's what he calls himself.
All right.
He found this guy had tried to sell Firestone Walker Invitational tickets.
Yes.
And I guess he tried to sell them at, a higher rate.
Oh, and he's scalping them.
Yeah, he's scalping them. And so I guess a lot of people...
Vic Damone over here
complained to him. So worst beer blog put this guy in black. Found his I don't know where this was from. If it was from Craigslist or wherever he was trying to sell it on, but this is the guy.
Let go.
This is the guy. His comment on it. He said, "I had two tickets to the beer festival for greater price than what I paid for them. Due to all the whiny little bitches that had a hissy fit over the price I was asking, I'm not going to sell them.
Oh.
I wouldn't allow you people the privilege of attending. I'm going to rip them up and take the $200 hit because that's worth more to me than knowing two less of you douchebags will be there. Wow. For all you snowflakes out there, this is the United States of America. Capitalism. Supply and demand. Demand is up, the supply is low, so I ask for more for what I have. If you don't like it, too fucking bad. That is all. Dilly dilly."
Wait a minute.
That was a guy.
Wait a minute. He drops a big beer reference in the middle of a craft beer reference. Whose side is he really on?
He's on capitalism side.
I think AB InBev is buying up tickets. Insiders.
Those are the people I hate the most.
It's the beer Illuminati.
They're just like, I can't have fun. Nobody else should have fun either. So,
yeah. Yeah. Capitalism is not buying something and then throwing it away. Okay, sir. Yeah.
And it's not illegally selling tickets. That's not capitalism. Yeah. Just because you're trying to make money off something else. That's called scalping, sir. It's not called capitalism. It's called scalping. That's why people are pissed. Not because they're snowflakes.
Yeah. This is not a protest rally where somebody's feelings got hurt.
Tickets are not like investing in the stocks or something. You buy them from the person you're supposed to buy them from, and then that's it. You're not supposed to sell them.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would care if you sold them for face value. Like, you know, it turns out I can't go. Who wants? I paid $100 for these. You want $100? I'll take $100 for them. Nobody would have said anything about that. But when you're trying to profit off of it immediately, especially it's not even like close to the event where you're just like, I can't go.
Yeah.
Maybe I can make some money off these things. You're obviously. Right.
This seems like it was.
You're obviously just trying to buying tickets to make money off of them. And the craft beer world is not going to stand for bullshit.
You know what would have worked had he done it is if he had picked a geographical location. So say he picked San Diego and that's where he posted his ad for the tickets. But versus saying that it's a higher price, say $250, $275, you know, just so you can make that extra little money on top. He should have put together a beer list of beers that he wanted that were available in the San Diego area that totaled to the $250 or the $275.
Ooh.
And he should have traded tickets for that beer.
Wow. See, that would have worked.
That would have, I bet there would have been no questions. Like, here's $300 worth of beer.
Yeah. He could have, yeah. Nobody would have batted an eye at that. I'd have been pissed at that. Because you're a genuine beer drinker then, not just somebody trying to make money off.
Make a quick buck.
Illegally make money off tickets. So I thought that was funny.
Man.
Follow Worst Beer Blog. I like him. He's got he's got indie beer mentality too. So, and he watchdogs all the faux craft beer people like Good Beer Hunting and stuff.
Your buddies over there.
Yeah. That's about all the culture I have. I think we're all good with the culture.
Culture.
All I have to say about that. That's all I gotta say about that. You having a good time? We're all good? Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Oh, 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of The Perfect Pour. You can also email us a voicemail. And now I'm messing with that, and it's not acting like I want it to. Mm. But you can also, you know, record something on your phone and then email it. Look, if you have a smartphone, then you have a voice recording app in there. You could just record that and email it out. Just there's a little option when you're saving it to you can just email it, and there you go. It's easy as that. But also, don't forget the rules, though, bro. You only get two voicemails in a week, and they got to be under 3 minutes. And I appreciate the stuff, you know, like the questions that you can throw out at us and we can talk about, or something, some question about the show, or just some good information given to the Perfect Pour listener. Those kind of things are just something fun. These are the things we look for and voicemails. And now I'm noticing there wasn't an email voicemail. I thought there was.
Oh, boy. So, This show is going down.
The show is going to go down quickly. Now, first voicemail of the week comes from...
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I would say I'm driving, but I'm in park. But I'm in my car.
I'm parking.
I don't talk loudly. That's the rules. So I was listening. I haven't listened to the whole thing, but I was listening to the latest show with Brad Stacey on it, and I got to the part where you guys were talking about the hazy beer craze, and you mentioned one brewery had one that came out, and I forgot the name, and it just says unfiltered. It's like a New England IPA because it's unfiltered. And I kind of think that's funny, like these bigger craft breweries that they want to make a New England IPA so they just don't run it through their giant industrial filter that they normally run their IPAs through when they brew 100 barrels of it. Like that's all it is. It's just you're not putting it through this huge industrialized filter. So now it's a New England IPA.
Yeah.
And
that's it. Yeah.
Any other changes to it at all. To me, that's like funny. It's cute. It's cute. But if that's all there was to making a New England IPA, well, yeah, that'd be pretty neato. But anyway, I also want to address why are there so many haters of the New England IPA?
Uh-oh, I mean,
it's my current favorite style. Right now, there's nothing else I like to drink a bunch of stuff, but it's what I want to drink most. And I'll tell you why. This is just for me. For one thing, it's very smooth. It's very easy to drink.
Smooth.
Now, most of the time, brewers and avid beer drinkers think of an easy drinking beer as a dry beer. But these aren't dry beers. New England IPAs aren't dry at all. They're actually tend to be a little on the sweet side. But they're still easy to drink. And they're extremely low in bitterness. They're all about the mouthfeel and the hops. They're easy to drink, and they're bursting with hop character. And that's why I think they're great. And I can't help but wonder, these people that are hating on them, I mean, some of them are ugly, some of them are kind of dishwatery brownish orange, but most of them are like a bright orangey yellow, like orange pineapple juice, which they're pretty, I think. But what I'm thinking is, these people are hating on the New England IPA, they're like, oh man, this beer tastes too good. Beer's not supposed to taste good. Beer's supposed to taste like crap. I hate this beer. Is that what's going through their mind? I mean, I'm sure you guys know some New England IPA haters. Help me out here. Is it because it tastes too good? Can't have beer that tastes good? Just curious. All right, keep up the great work. And I'm parking. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. So what is it, Nick? What is it?
It's everything he said. It's the flavor. It's the mouthfeel. It's the look. The color. All of that sucks.
Whoa!
It's all a piece of crap.
Whoa. I can understand that.
I hate
not even
every
the mouth.
Bit.
The mouth feels so easy.
That's
though.
The worst
so
part.
Easy drinking,
that's
bro.
That's the worst part. It feels like you're sludging oatmeal down.
Oh, I think a well done hazy beer is good. Very good. Now, if you're
well, what's that, a well to done? What, to who what, does the best one? What is this well-done one you're talking about?
Pretty much any time Alvarado Street does them. But I think what, to Scotty B's point, is you know, the ones that don't really try, just don't filter it and go, here's our hazy beer.
Yeah.
We just didn't filter it.
That's how you do it, right?
No. If you're making it purposefully a hazy beer. The local one I really like, the Tioga one, now the name's going to escape me.
Light to Meet It?
That was good. That was good, too. But
that
was
the West Coast.
That's not the one I was thinking of.
That wasn't hazy.
The double we did was Vindicators.
That was good, but that's, again, not the one I'm thinking of.
That's the one behind you.
Cloudy with a Chance of Juice. That was a unfiltered pale. Mm-mm. And there was Last Jedi, Jungle Juice.
Jungle Juice.
Jungle Juice.
No, wait. What's another one?
Valley Haze.
Valley Haze. That's a good one.
It's on the shelf. I see it.
Yeah. It's good.
There was one more.
They're all good. Northeast
Vermont.
They're all good. I'm a fan.
Yeah, West Coast Vermont.
West Coast Vermont.
I'm a fan of them. Done well, they're good. I guess that's true with any beer, but
I think it was the Modern Times wasn't the only one that impressed me.
Oh, there you're like, yes.
Yeah. It was the blue can with the goldish stripes, white stripes.
Mm-hmm. I remember it.
I do. I don't remember the name, though. I don't. I just don't care for them. I like a nice, clean, clear, crisp. Dry IPA.
Crisp.
That gives you the hot burps.
Hey, perfect four. This is Hoppy Libations. Michelle coming at you from Largo, Florida.
Yeah.
I am officially calling out Lumber Jose. I would love to do an untapped challenge. I would also love to fight on a boat.
Yes.
We have a boat.
Boat fight.
So
we have a boat.
Definitely. Love you guys. Hoping to check out the St. Pete beer scene a little bit more. I don't get over to Tampa too often. Just like you guys said, you can't really get across across the state too well. And, I mean, Orlando's like an hour and a half away. So, you know, not like too bad.
Modesto.
But I'm excited to get into the St. Pete and Dunedin beer scenes for you. And get you some cool stuff going on. But just let me know what I can do to go out Lumber Jose. All right?
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Do you hear that, Lumber?
You got to beat him up with your boat.
Swordfish fight.
You've been called out, Lumber. You got battle.
Yeah.
It's a beer battle. Oh, wait. Look what we got this week. Do we have it? Is it working?
I hear noises.
That's the fridge mic. Fridge mic. Hey, stop it.
Fridge mic.
Was this thing on?
Yeah. Fridge mic is back, baby.
Do-to-do-do. What's that? Bring out another triple? Okay. Another triple.
More triples. Louis came to help you. That is the fridge mic.
It's back, baby. Don't call it a comeback. It's been here for beers. I just came up with that right now.
Good job. Boy, Matt's taking his time over there.
Mm-hmm. I think he's napping.
We need new beer over here. Hurry up.
Sorry.
I know there's not a shortage.
We're down to one beer and the old beer drawer.
It's happened before.
I'm all shook up. Oh.
I love gold.
Hey, that's got my name on it.
New beer.
It's got my
name. Did you hear that? That's a 16-ounce can. I hope you caught that.
You ate my sandwich.
My sandwich. Going from center to right to left of your podcast.
Far too filling. I think I threw some of it away.
Do you hear there's a rumor that they're going to bring Seinfeld back?
Back to what?
Back. Seinfeld.
No, they're not.
They're not going to do it.
Jerry's throwing that around right now. So we got going on here. The new beer is from Alvarado Street, Hazing Saddles.
Ooh,
Nick.
What?
Did you just pour it and not even look at it?
No.
I shouldn't have said anything.
I know.
I should have let him just have it.
Is this the Hazing Saddles? Let me see.
Alvarado Street, Hazing Saddles. This is donated to the show by the patrons, the golden gods of the perfect pour.
Son of a biosh.
No.
No? Or no. Is it Matt? You just bought it?
No.
And then who bought it? Nick bought it? What, doesn't it say Nick on there?
It says Nick Woofum.
California Fresh Market.
Oh, that Nick.
It says WFM.
World Fresh Market.
Nick over there at California,
stay classy world.
California Fresh Market in San Luis Obispo.
Yep.
Wow. Hazing Saddles.
So, remember when I went to the coast?
I ended you guys up, are going to make me take back everything I said about hazies right now, aren't you?
Trying to. So I meant to go to Monterey. And
oops. Made a left.
I ended up going to San Luis Obispo instead. But when lo and behold, I show up to California Fresh Market, and they had Alvarado cans.
What?
So apparently they're one of the few places to get some cans kicked down.
Damn.
And
Remember that when you're in San Luis Obispo.
I think he also mentioned that they don't normally make it to the slow location. Usually it's Pismo.
Ah.
So, but hey, I wasn't complaining.
Yeah. Turn down some Alvarado. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, I like that.
Mm. This is a looking out for beer, too.
Yes. Epic label.
I already had it, though.
Damn it.
Oh.
I bought an extra can.
Whatever.
Oh, what a guy.
Ain't cheap, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, $24.
Cost a dollar percent.
Ooh,
what's it, 8%?
It is that.
Yep. It was $1 per percent.
Damn it. When's this going
to
see?
Hey, guys. Oh. It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Sorry.
Hey, I wanted to thank Fontana Jim for plugging the Barley Wine song. Not a lot of people know this, but I get Patreon royalties for every time a song is played,
which is why
I subversively tried to get everybody to say, keep up the good work, guys, over and over again. So for this past year, for 2017, I got a royalty check for the whole year for $3.31.
Okay, yeah, that sounds
about
right.
This year, guys, I'm trying to push it to $5 for the year. So come on, everybody. Let's hear the Barley Wine song, the collab song, the Pliny, the whatever. Come on, man.
Interesting.
Push it. Plug it.
We've played Pliny and the collab song earlier.
Egocentric. Well, I am, but whatever. Anyway, I did want to say keep up the good work. And,
Wait, does he owe himself money now?
Anything else to say. So I will talk to you guys soon. Cheers.
There, he's earning half a cent right now.
It's all part of his evil plot.
I would do that. I would totally pay him percentages if that, you know, if that wasn't so difficult.
If somebody just say we'll give half a penny every time something of his is mentioned or played on the show, somebody can keep tally of that, and they could just give us a rolling monthly total. And then we'll just cut them a check every quarter or so. Yeah. Like
somebody needs to do it for us.
We have to hire an accountant.
Yeah.
There's an oldie.
There's an oldie.
We forgot that one existed.
What about this hit?
Free perfect poor sticker.
I forgot about this one, too.
Free perfect poor sticker. If anybody could tell us what the signs turn brown mean.
Yeah. We don't have enough stouts on here. I rarely use that.
We got one on deck.
Oh, all right. I'll have to go back to that.
Maybe we'll be stouting it out loud here in a little bit. We just did.
Oh, okay.
You're too soon.
Damn it.
Too soon.
I'm just trying to make Paul some money.
Right? He's up to 3 cents so far this nice. Evening.
I think we should write him a check.
Slumber Jose.
What's up, Lumber?
497 more. Whole Foods parking lot report. Yeah, I was just at the local Whole Foods here in Ohio. I'm on a business trip.
Yeah, that's supposed to be up there.
A city in Ohio.
Cleveland?
Anyway, I just tried.
I hear rocks. Smith's
Broken Filter IPA.
Wait a minute. Hey, filter's broken.
You're confusing us. You're having an AleSmith and you're in Ohio.
Tropical, man. Without being like overly bitter or like unpleasantly bitter, you know? But had just enough bitterness that it wasn't like boring. It's good. It's good. Then I felt bad because it was hazy, and I know Nick doesn't like hazy.
That's right.
So I had a beer called Coco Suave. Yeah, like Rico Suave.
Coco Suave.
Suave. And it's a Mexican hot chocolate stout.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Stout. And I got some cans of it, too, for when I get back to the hotel. Because I'm drinking when I get back to the hotel
drunk. Right now. Nothing better than hotel drunk.
Solo
hope
hotel.
You guys have a good week. Looking forward to your bin cops. And I just want to say at the end of this voicemail, Garage Boys, step it up, man. Let's call with something other than just silly questions about the beer industry and whatnot.
Ooh.
Let's add something to the show. You know, just shout. Like Scotty B. Scotty B adds so much to the show every week. Garage Boys, you're not representing California well.
Wow.
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for Florida to plant their flag over there. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. Keep up the good work, guys.
You've got a battle to attend to.
Yeah, and he's playing in Ohio. She might be taking his territory as we speak.
Lumber, man. Gotta wake up, bro. Don't worry about the Garage Boys. Worry about your area.
Lumber's going to get back, and it's going to be all Hoppy Libations flags everywhere.
He's like, what's going on?
Teach you to leave, sucker.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What's going to happen here?
Did somebody drop their phone in the toilet?
Butt dialed.
What are the perfect poor to be here?
Whoa. It's kind of echoey.
I'm enjoying a Havnor Modern Times beer, a delicious IPA. But here's the question. This thing says New Wave IPA. What does that mean, Holmes? Anyways, I'll find out when I listen to the show. Just calling to let you know the winner of fill in the blank contest on Untappd for the Black IPA Cascadian beer from McLeod Ales and collaboration with a new brewery from England, Holmes. I forgot the name of it. I think it's called Partisan Brewery. The winner of the fill in the blank
drum beer, roll, Nick.
Montoya, Mike Montoya from Ventura.
Yeah.
Got a hold of him.
Local.
Way. Hope you enjoy it. Montoya, congratulations.
Just can't
win. It was Black IPAs can make Milanesa, which is the worst, toughest meat you can buy, Holmes. You basically buy that when you have like a carne asada and you invite people you dislike. That's what you buy because it's like 35 cents a pound, Holmes. It's like chewing on leather. Makes Milanesa taste like sirloin, Holmes. And if you're a barbecue guy, you understand. Orle, Mike, hope you enjoy that beer. It's on its way. It should be there. You probably enjoying it right now, Holmes. Who knows? Orle, this is 2-year beer and the perfect pour. Makes barbecue and drinking this beer an event. I can watch it, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, too. Make sure you're following Chew Your Beer on Untappd. And if you're not on Untappd, just get on there just to follow Chew Your Beer. You don't have to follow us. Just follow Chew Your Beer because then you can get a free beer. He's the only guy on Untappd I know of that's giving out beer, doing beer contests. People do it on Instagram all the time. Chew Your Beer does it on Untappd.
He got 10 responses to that one.
Oh, dang. People are doing it now. People I like that. It. Nice.
She called me up,
left me
more a
voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Oh, 559-492-0542, the Dorktown Network voicemail line, or you can email us one. These are things you can do. And if you're like, hey, man, I left a voicemail, where was it? Remember, we're recording a little earlier this week, so
11:59.
Just Thursday. As a heads up, getting them in by Tuesday night is your best, safest play.
Yeah, don't wait that much longer.
Sometimes you can still get them in if you do them on Wednesday night, but your safest play is to get them in by Tuesday night. Just saying. It's Friday right now. We're all enjoying our Friday because every Friday we have a new show.
Yeah.
It's a great Friday.
Have your fish today.
Super cool Friday. 3-day weekend, Veterans Day weekend.
We really can
having
cut
a great
off,
time.
We can really cut off voicemails whenever we feel. So
yeah. We have that power. Power. Unlimited power. Star Wars reference. How you guys doing? You guys doing cool?
We're tripping on this triple.
Tripping on the triple.
This hazing in the saddle is so good.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Oh, every week beers are released, or at least news of future releases that come out. We pay attention to these things, and what interests us, we talk about them right here in this segment. Matt, what are you looking out for?
What interests us?
So, Paul from Fairfax, every once in a while, will drop me a line via the iMessaging.
Hmm.
And he sent me an interesting product.
AOL Messenger?
Yes. AOL Instant Messenger. We happened to be talking while I was at the coast, and you know, we're going back and forth, and he's like, I tried this. I don't know how I feel about it, but it's craft brewed with Northwest hops, but it was hop 2.0. It was a sparkling hop water. And he said, who needs beer when you can have hop water? He's all, next year it'll be all about hazy hop water.
Damn it. And you know what?
It gets into the hop water thing.
But Paul's always right, so now I'm scared.
Yeah. What, because you're enjoying the hop water right now, the clear hop water?
No, I just don't want to deal with people are getting obsessed over hop water, hazy hop water.
So I was thinking about it.
They have that Fig.
But I guess what you could do is you could just mix in some fiber powder with your hop water, and then you have a hazy hop water.
Oh, there you go.
Right?
Yeah. Or
but it's same effect, or
some,
right?
Emergency. Put some emergency in your hop water.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, vitamin supplement.
Yep.
In your beer, your regular clear IPA.
I know exactly how you're going to do it. In it. So if you have a crowler machine at home,
and who doesn't?
Yeah,
Tommy from Pendragon. He gave me this. He told me this trick of how to check your seam on your crowler to see if it's holding pressure. He said you put a Alka-Seltzer tab in a crowler of water and seal it, and then do a little tumble with it, and it'll build pressure as much as like normal carbonation. So there you go. Morning after, couple Alka-Seltzers, water, some hops, and then you seal it in the crowler, chill it down, pop it open, and you have your morning after hangover cure.
Sounds great.
There you go.
I wonder if having a crowler machine reasonable for a home brewer to have?
It's only money.
It's only money. Hey, it's your hobby. What the hell?
Yeah, they.
How much does a crowler machine run?
I think some of the more entry level ones, start about $1,500.
Oh shit!
And then the commercial grade, they look like the blender, milkshake blender style. Yeah. Those run up to $5,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I did not realize they were that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind then. Well, if you're way into your hobby.
No, I mean, you could probably find a hand crank and convert it to the crowlers. You could probably get that for a couple hundred bucks.
Do you like the homemade ice cream machine?
Yeah.
Or the crank? Oh, that's good ice cream, though. The hand cranked?
Yep.
Damn good.
And then Paul sent me another photo yesterday. And he's all, just finished a canning, and here's what we printed on the bottom. So I don't know what this
industry beer is. Insider Paul.
It's a mystery beer, but I want it, whatever it is. So it was canned on 2/12/18, and the tagline above it says, "I like turtles."
I like turtles. Wow,
nice.
So did Paul, do that.
Whatever that beer is, I want it.
He's with Iron Springs now, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the Marin Brewers, Iron Spring, longtime Marin Brewer, Iron Springs. If you're up in the Marin County area.
Not a faux Marin Brewery.
Marin Rep, our Marin Rep, Paul.
Not a faux Nevada Brewery.
No.
That actually exists.
Yeah. Man, me and the family need a Marin trip, so. Gonna hook up with Paul.
Find me. I like turtles beer then.
I will. And then go to Petaluma where Rancho Obi-Wan is, the greatest collection of Star Wars memorabilia in the world. And I won't go to Lagunitas because that's Heineken playground.
You're not going to go there. What if they had a tater tots bar?
Tempting.
The real question is, will you ever go to Pliny the Younger again?
That is a question. I think I'll go again.
I heard the line was 8 hours long this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm. Is that modest?
That's long.
That's long?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody literally, there was an entire...
4 hours used to be long.
An entire Instagram video, which I think times out about a minute and a half, of somebody just driving down the block and just like, you know, videotaping the line.
I don't know how you survive for 8 hours.
I'm surprised. In a line. I'm surprised now that like the rest of the beer world caught up to Younger triple IPAs wise. Because
mm-hmm.
before, when Younger came out, it was the shit. Like, no other triple IPA could beat it. There's just this, you're having the greatest triple IPA. And you could still argue that's still the case. But there's so many out now that are good that
you don't have to wait 8 hours for.
Right. So that's just a testament to Russian River's dominance of awesomeness that they can still do that in this day and age of you can get triple IPAs
and never
whenever you feel like it. Yep. But they're building that new facility. Might get some Russian River in Fresno.
Maybe at Yard House.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey.
Old Pliny.
Once in a while, Yard House gets a keg of something that the rest of the town doesn't get.
It's true. That's the interesting thing about corporates. When they're like, no, this beer has to be here.
Yeah.
How much? Double it.
Double it.
I think the brother should open that bottle right there.
Why? I'm scared now.
This was Hazy. Also donated to us from Nick from California Fresh Market.
Oh, man.
He said we don't have enough bombs on the show, so...
They're all bombs.
Bombs. Oh, something from...
Or is that a noir?
Something from Prairie.
Prairie Artisan Ales. Made by people that truly care.
Oklahoma beer.
From Oklahoma. Okie beer. From Oklahoma with love.
Okie beer. I can go for some Okie beer.
There's a cork on my screw.
I love gold. Oh,
that was a little quick. Sorry. It was a little quick.
That happens.
That aroma hits you.
You hear that? That's a 12-ounce bottle being opened.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the first traditional bottle that's been opened in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, right.
What is going on here? Whoa,
12-ounce bottle?
What is this 12-ounce?
What's happening?
Who makes this baby bottle?
I remember back in the day, once in a while a can would slip in there like, whoa, look at this can. Now it's just 90% can. Once in a while a bottle gets slipped in there.
So I thought it was a bomb, but it's Pirate Noir. Imperial Stout.
Pirate.
Aged.
Arr. Noir.
In Jamaican
noir.
Rum barrels.
It's Pirate Noir. Arr,
I'm a pirate, can't you tell?
Arr, noir. Jamaican. Jamaican barrels. Jamaican me crazy.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
So are you guys happy that they don't wax cans like they do with the bottles?
Oh, whoa, gosh, here we go. I think 10-50 is the only bourbon barrel aged thing that they serve in cans.
How much alcohol is in here?
Enough. Enough to strip the paint off your car.
12%. Jeez, it's coming through.
Why don't they call them triple stouts when they're
triple stout
that high?
That's good.
Triple stout.
That is really good. There's almost like a
burn on your tongue,
mapley chocolate sweetness going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of heat in there.
Jamaican rum barrels. Pirate Noir.
I don't know if I've ever had Jamaican rum.
It's got a sword, green sword, stuck through his skull.
Sword.
I think this is incredibly good.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
This is good.
It's strong. It's strong. It's good.
Personal beer fest man.
Right here.
Come on, put on your big boy pants.
This will clean your dishes off.
My beard,
get that grease.
My beard just grew another inch.
This will cut through the grease. No doubt. Was that all you're looking out for, Matt? Did you have more looking out for?
That's it.
All right. Nick?
Hmm?
We get all, what are you looking out for, man?
Big ass beers. Money stout.
Mmm.
Sounds like a Van Halen song. Big fat money.
Evil Twin has the oddest label I've ever seen. It's got dollar signs and pizzas on it. And it's called Big Ass Money.
Already, I love it already.
But money and pizza, man. What else is there?
Yeah, what tacos? More do you need?
Maybe tacos.
Tacos. Hey, you guys want to get some tacos? You guys remember that? The Doors documentary with Val Kilmer?
Oh, yeah, that movie.
At the end of the movie, he's all, you guys want to get some tacos?
I remember that.
Oh, man. Where did it go? Evil Twin. Evil. They're just so damn evil.
Scotty, I'm so evil.
So this is a 17.4% Imperial Stout.
Mmm.
That's it?
That's all.
God damn.
So it's a personal beer fest.
Yeah. As in, I'm calling in sick for the week.
Man, wouldn't that be nice?
It's like there's the threshold of like 13%. It's like each 0.1 makes a difference. Kind of like in Fresno. There's a difference if it's 100 degrees or if it's 105 degrees. That 5 degrees makes a fucking difference.
It does.
Then it doesn't make a difference again until 115 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it does.
All right. Alvarado, I think, well, what I cannot remember if I've said this already. Alvarado's Motor Oil Number 1.
Oh, yeah. That's got a cool-ass can.
Cool-ass can. Way cool. Whoa. Bearded Brewer's going for it. He's going to drink all my stout.
Better get on it.
DDH Fort Point Pale.
Who? What?
DDH.
Double dry hopped. Fort Point Pale. It's a cease collab with Trillium and Fort Point.
And Tioga.
And Tioga.
No.
Yes, it's all mine. And Mick Geller's Hallo, ich bin Berliner Weiss.
Hallo, ich bin.
Is a raspberry Berliner Weiss, please. Please and thank you.
Okay.
That reminds me, have you guys watched Comedians in Cars and Coffee?
Yes, I do.
It's a good show. It's a good show.
Love it.
Which one are you referencing?
The one with... Shit, what's his name? The Austrian actor.
What the? What, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No. The guy from Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, wow. Wow, man, you're blowing my mind.
I'm IMDBing it right now.
Magneto?
No.
He had a non-comedian on? There was a comedian in the Inglourious Bastards?
Of course, network error. Thanks, assholes.
This is the episode of us searching for stuff.
Yes.
Listen to this podcast where they search for things on the internet.
This is fun.
The search cast.
This is fun.
Listen to people searching the internet.
Tap, tap, tap. I could turn my ticks on.
Yeah, you probably should. Well,
cast. I'm getting there.
Well, you're looking for that.
Christoph Waltz.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. He's brilliant on that episode.
Mm-hmm. That's a weird
one.
But
he's just funny.
Like, that's a weird one for him to have on.
He doesn't try to be funny. He just is funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if it's his mannerisms or his pronunciations because he's got the outrageous accent.
Yeah.
But he really is funny.
It's a good show. I enjoy that show. Is that all you're looking out for?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Pizza Port Brewing, Surf Check Alley, 9% beer. It's with Mosaic, Galaxy, and Citra.
But what kind of beer?
I'm going to say it's an IPA.
Oh, okay.
I didn't write that down, but I'm just going to go with that.
All right.
It's got a cool can and surfing reference. I like it.
I've been enjoying. Oh, sorry, been caught. Never mind.
Wait. Yeah, wait for that. Milkshake IPAs in general.
Yes.
I'm not seeing anything around town. I have no options for a milkshake IPA right now, so I'm just looking out for one.
Mm-hmm. What would be one you'd want to see? Have you found one?
Doesn't yet? Matter. No.
No.
I've only had a couple here on the show, and I've always enjoyed them. So I know that's the next craze, and yes. I just want to be ahead of the curve.
Let's make that cool. A thing.
Do you guys, I'm surprised you didn't mention this, the Tsukaba has just come out. You guys care about this anymore? Firestone Walker Tsukaba?
I got a couple in the fridge. Yeah. I'm super worried about it.
I bought one in 2014 and I still have it.
You're not worried about 2018 Tsukaba?
It seems like anymore with this extra, I'm using air quotes right now, extra distribution of smaller bottle formats. That was a long quotation. That they don't really sell out as quick as they used to. And there are some places you could find two or three or maybe even four different Firestone boxes on the shelf.
Uh-huh. Save Mart.
Yep. So I'm like, even
the
if
Tsukaba
I don't,
craze is gone.
Even if I don't go buy it the first time I see it, I'm like, maybe I can get around to it later.
It'll be there. Let the liquor store age it for you.
Yeah.
And then put it on sale.
Yeah.
Let them age it and put it on sale, or age it and not change the price. So it doesn't matter when you get it.
You just get it. Here's one I don't know that particularly into, but I thought it's worth mentioning. Another Alvarado Street. This one's called Metal Clothes. Metal Clothes. You know, man, if you go to a metal show, you know, we have some metal clothes.
Oh, metal clothes.
Yeah.
I thought that was another name for armor.
This one's interesting, though. That's why I mentioned it. This was brewed in 2016.
Okay.
And they've been sitting on this. They've been sitting on it since 2016.
Sitting on or forgot about?
It's been soaked in Buffalo Trace Kentucky bourbon barrels.
I'm in. I don't care what barrels. It is. I'm in.
Buffalo Trace Kentucky Bourbon.
Yes. That is one of the, it's really inexpensive, but is one of the best bourbons out there right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Buffalo Trace?
Yes.
They're calling it a Belgian style quad. It's a 15%.
Nice.
And it is, here, get this, $16 a can. Each can is $16.
That hurts.
And you can do an 8-can. It's an 8-can limit, only available at the brewery. So
wait, what did you say? What it was?
It's a Belgian style quad from Alvarado Street.
Oh,
Metal Clothes is the name.
Yes, you did then.
Yeah,
I got distracted when you said Buffalo.
16-ounce cans for $16, $1 an ounce.
Wow. Metal Clothes.
So if you get a hand, your hands on that.
Holy shit. I did not see that coming.
One from Stone Brewing. Our buddy Greg. Exalted IPA. It's a part of their Hop Worship series with Citra and Laurel hops. And 16 packs and 12-ounce cans. I don't know. Looks interesting. It's all Exalted IPA. I don't know what happened to us in Fresno, but Stone's just not that. We don't just get all the Stones now.
We get Enjoy By.
Yeah. Not even all the Enjoy Bys, though.
And that's it.
Yeah. It's like, what happened? Whoever distributes Stone here in Fresno is just sort of. On a sabbatical, on a walkabout,
doing a walkabout.
So there's some beers to look out for.
Drinking! Yeah.
I've been seeing the Nick 80 on Instagram, and he's been drumming. I've seen some. He's like,
what?
He's taking up the drums again. So if you're looking for a metal drummer,
Metzel.
In Fresno,
we got a super Nick special 80. Show coming
Nick,
up.
Nick 80's got his metronome. He's broken out his metronome and he's doing his timing, getting his timing down.
Coming up Saturday, right?
Saturday.
You're playing?
Yeah.
Oh, with who?
People.
People?
Mm-hmm. There's a tribute to Alice in Chains show happening at Futon 55 Saturday night. And I'm one of the mini bands.
Who are you playing with?
My father-in-law.
Oh.
Mr. Bill Clifton.
Bill's doing it. You guys are doing an Alice in Chains
song?
We're
doing an Alice in Chains song.
What song are you doing?
It's called Don't Follow off of Jar of Flies.
Wow.
Yeah. So I play all of 2 minutes.
And you guys are just doing Don't Follow and that's it?
Yeah. Yeah. We only got booked for one song.
Wow.
Had to do it.
That's funny that he's doing that, though.
Well, it's a, yeah.
Did you push for that?
No. Well, I showed him the song a while back. And there's a deep meaning behind it for us as a family. So we were like, when we heard this was happening, he's like, hey, you want to play that song? And I'm like, yeah, I want to play that song.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That's Saturday?
Saturday.
At?
Futon.
Futon. Futon 55.
Futon 55.
Wow. All right. I think I'm going to go now.
All right. You should.
I don't think I have something going on that night.
It's a good night.
There you go. It's a get it. We'll have a get it.
Yeah.
What do they do? Do we know what they have on tap at Full 55 right
Old
now?
Old Sherman.
Old General Sherman.
They at least have 8 handles of Tioga.
They do. Actually, they have quite the selection.
They have a lot of Tioga.
Yeah.
How old? Those kegs old? Do we know?
Fulton is the most consistent, inconsistent venue in town. So I don't know.
So who knows?
You can guarantee the Midnight Rush will be just fine.
Yeah.
Midnight Lightning. I mean, sorry.
Yep. The good thing about being somebody that likes stouts and those whatnots, it's less problematic how old the keg is than this IPA assholes.
Yes. Well, that goldfish didn't make it.
Uh-oh. You'll find sure that Louis will...
In your beard.
Find it later.
For those that don't know, we got pretzels instead of crackers tonight. In the bottom of the pretzel bowl is fish crackers, and they're awesome.
Secret fish crackers.
Secret fish crackers.
When are they going to brew the goldfish beer?
Goldfish beer. Goldfish stout. Like what? Goldfish. What are the goldfish? Goldfish cracker beer. What style is that though?
Golden ale. Come on.
Golden. Oh.
Come on, really.
Duh.
Really, you didn't see that
coming. I didn't see it coming. I really been caught drinking. I'm going to go with Nick.
Are we here?
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
All right.
We're all three of us are on Untappd.
Yes.
To various degrees. I try to be pretty good about Untappd. Untappd.
I got better.
I don't know why you wouldn't be on Untappd if you're a beer drinker or on something. But, like, why not? Because you're like, oh, I know your initial thought might be like, what do people, I don't want to show people what I'm drinking. It's more about for you to know that you drank something.
Yes.
For your own record. It's like having your own a beer journal, but online. And then other people can see.
Your beer
That's all journal. It is, man. There's no reason not to. If you got
so careful what you post.
It's going to be one of your favorite apps in your phone. And I'm not getting paid by Untappd because I'm pretty sure they don't make any money, even though they got bought out by some other bigger app or something. So I'm just saying, man, don't be afraid of Untappd.
Yeah,
you can use a completely different name. You don't have to put your own name on there. You don't have to put your picture. You could be some completely made up person on there.
Now's a fine time to tell.
If you're worried about people seeing you drinking, don't worry. The TSA is not going to look at your Untappd check-ins when you're trying to get on an airplane. Okay, don't worry about it. What would you check into right now? Although they probably shouldn't let you on a plane if you're checking into like fucking Coors. Wow. Very, like a fucking blue moon or something. Mm. There are some people that check into like complete bullshit on there.
Coors Light. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm friend this person.
I'm just trying to get the light badge.
Coors Light badge. I need light badge. It up. The light it up badge.
Light bars.
Light bars badge. Ooh. Light bars. How many luminans? Lumens.
Light bars. Light bars also means
the lumen badge.
Bars that sell only light beer.
Light bars. Ooh. I like that.
Is it specialty bars? L I T E.
Yeah. L I T E bars.
What were you caught drinking this week, Nick?
Okay. Had some home remodeling to do, so I broke out some
pretty much surf the stuff. Worst. That just makes me cringe so hard. Home remodeling things.
Yeah, building. That's fence. My.
I'm a pretty good husband, except for when it comes to home improvement stuff. Terrible husband. There, I am. Yeah. Don't try to marry me if you want home improvement. If you're expecting your husband to be all about home improvement, don't marry me.
Good thing you're already married.
Yeah, his, it's a good thing.
Yeah. His Tinder says, does not own toolbox.
Yeah, I have one. Oh, okay. I know how to work tools. I just don't want to improve home stuff. I'm just like, is the roof working? Yep. Is the electricity on? Yep. Is the plumbing working? Yep. We're good. We're good.
Ignore the left corner of the house.
Ignore everything else. The roof isn't leaking. The plumbing's working. The electricity's on.
So you have a honey don't list?
Yeah. Honey don't ask me to do stuff list.
Wow. Not that didn't even get a tangent.
Well, you're looking for a tangent.
I was waiting. We've gone three tangents deep.
You're just trying to get Paul some cash.
All I know is the first day that it hits 80 degrees, I hope you're on that roof tuning up that swamp cooler.
Yeah, that swamp cooler is getting old and decrepit. I had to like use the hammer for various things last year, so we'll see what happens this year. The swamp cooler.
This summer, his bike's going to be hooked up with a cable going to the roof to turn the fan motor.
Maybe we could save up some patron money and get one of those, get a little in the wall air conditioner going or something.
Oh. Yeah, sounds
cut
good.
That hole.
Yeah, screw that Great American Beer Festival. We need an air conditioner.
We need some AC money.
are we done your big cod drinkings, Nick?
Yeah, whatever. No.
No. We did this.
All right, so home improvement beers are Surf Stop Pale Ale from Pizza Port.
All right, yeah. They had that at Whole Foods, huh?
They did.
You yes, bought did. It there. I saw it. I didn't buy it.
It's so good.
So good.
So good. When it hits the lips. Then I had, I left my house, went out and partied in the public.
What?
Whoa. What did you do that for?
I know. It was weird. Had some dinner at the old Hop PK.
Mm-hmm.
Had an Old Bin double IPA from
Good
House
beer.
Of Pendragon. Very nice. Very clean and clear and crisp.
Is it?
Crisp.
I thought that was a hazy beer.
There is one that is hazy with Bin in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but this one's Old Bin.
Okay.
It is. Yeah,
I wonder if they mean Old Bin.
I wonder if they mean Old Obi-Wan.
I wonder if it's a Star Wars beer.
I wonder if they mean Old Bin. I know. I was doing a Star Wars
bit. I don't know the Star Wars, so.
I don't know the Star Wars. Where's the coming from? And then.
The Star Wars.
Where'd you go after Hot PK?
Oh, so Hot PK. So then my aforementioned father-in-law, who is in Bill Clifton and the Chicken and Whiskey Boys.
Bill Clifton and the Chicken and Whiskey Boys.
We're playing at Tioga Sequoia.
Tioga.
It's pronounced Tioga.
Don't prop up the mispronunciation.
Tioga Sequoia. You should call it Tioga Sequoia. How do you?
Tioga Sequoia.
Tioga. Tio just told you.
Tio just told you.
How can I help you?
Hi, Tio just told you. How can I get you a beer?
Yep.
You're not pronouncing the silent.
Hi, Tio just Sequoia. Do you like hazies?
Hi, Sequoia Brewing Company.
Hi, Hazy Brewing Company.
Hazy Brewing.
You guys aren't the same thing? Nope.
Nope.
I'll have, can I get a crawler of the Moto Brew?
Hi, this isn't Sequoia Brewing. That's how you answer your phones.
Not Sequoia Brewing.
Hi, not Sequoia Brewing. How can I help you? Is this Sequoia Brewing? Nope. Just said it.
Do you take reservations?
We do not. We are a, tap room. We don't take reservations. Yep.
I'd like to get a gift card.
Do you take reservations? Can I reserve the bar?
No.
What time does your Sunday brunch start?
What day is your Sunday brunch?
What day is your Sunday brunch?
So every once in a while, we'll get a phone call. So the most recent one I had, it's like, hey, yeah, so I was just there and I left my credit card on the table on the patio.
Yeah, I have. I've been on Amazon for the past hour.
And so I'm thinking to myself, it's like, okay, well, there's a few different tables. There's a chance it's already gone. And I'm going through it, and it's like, yeah, and our server was a blonde. And I was like, oh, let me stop you here. It's like, we don't have servers. And, well, I think you're probably thinking of Sequoia Brewing Company. And they're like, oh.
Oh.
And like, you just shut them down right there. And I was like, yeah, different place.
So can you go over there and look for me?
Yeah. Oh, so you're a different place. Can you go look?
Can you go over there?
All you beer people know.
Yeah, you're all the same.
Just to remind you, if you're a new listener, Fresno has a brew pub called Sequoia Brewing Company. Matt runs the tap room at Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company.
Different breweries.
Completely different companies, but very confusing to some people that aren't in the know.
Specifically, yeah, if you don't live in Fresno.
Yes, so everybody else.
So all the other people.
But you can find Tioga beer at Sequoia Brewing.
Yeah, yeah, to make things even more confusing. We wonder why there's any
confusion.
Not to make things any simpler. Oh, yeah, you can get our beer at Sequoia.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You both have Sequoia in your name.
No.
Yeah.
We pronounce it Sejoja.
That's the correct pronunciation. Tioga Sejoja.
Sejoja. Sejoja. So when I go to Sejoja National Park, the gate.
Oh, welcome, sir.
Welcome to Sejoja.
You may not know this, but
please enjoy our giant Sejoja trees.
Sejoja.
Yep. Oh. That's my pain every day.
If we have not had enough triple, I don't know what's wrong. Okay.
Is anyone still here? Is it just us now, right? Just us, right?
Hello?
Now we can have a good time, guys. It's okay. Just us.
So
we scared off any listeners. What do we got here?
I'm talking about beer.
Do I need to do one of these?
Can't win. Sent us a beer from Offshoot Beer Company. The Zero Mustafa. A zero IBU IPA from San Diego, California.
San Diego?
Where is that?
They don't know how to make beer. That's silly.
There's a weird smell going on with this thing.
That's like, does Indianapolis know how to do a car race?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's probably the best zero IBU beer I've ever had.
Try again next year.
Yeah, so we're doing one of those zero IBUs. Fun. That's fun.
Super floral. Super floral.
Thank you at Just Can't Win.
No,
whoa.
No.
Oh no.
Ba-na-na-na.
Follow Just Can't Win on social media and probably
all
on,
I do
untapped.
Is win. That's just not this guy.
He just can't win.
So, if you want to know the secret to having a good time at Tioga Sequoia, it is a Midnight Lightning.
Yep.
Two, Check. two double dry hop General Shermans.
Check.
Followed by another Midnight Lightning.
All right. That's the sequence.
I did witness you have all those beers.
Yes. I felt rather pleasant after
that. That's a good sequence. I remember that.
I was arguing about wearing...
I remember that at Fulton 55 this weekend.
Yes.
Saturday.
I was arguing about whether you should wear Vans shoes to Disneyland or not.
Mm-hmm. Valid argument.
They're not comfortable enough to wear at Disneyland all day.
Not quite. I've tried it. I've done it. I've succeeded. I've also regretted it.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta wear some. You gotta wear running shoes for Disneyland.
Yes, that would be, especially if you're over 35.
Yeah, that's old people.
Mm. There's something funky going on there.
It's not a bad beer.
And also, what else were we arguing about? The mint juleps are alcohol free in New Orleans Square.
Oh. In Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to be. Club 33 is the only place that has alcohol in Disneyland. Right,
yes. That's what I thought.
Yep. Yeah, so don't bother with the mint juleps. There's nothing. There's no booze in it. Unless you want to bring in a flask.
Ooh, you could, yeah.
You could get a flask in there. They don't just water bottle it, right? They don't wand you.
You just do the water bottle.
Oh, okay.
Just refill
it. But no, just a flat. Like, they do check you. They just check your bags. They don't, mm-hmm. Pat you down. No. Disneyland, right? Not yet. It's coming. They raise their ticket prices like $3.
Ooh. Sons of bitches.
It's not going to affect anything other than them making more money.
Somebody's got to pay for the parking garage.
Yeah. Disneyland can just keep the prices up. They're not. It's going to affect attendance 0%.
Yep.
0% attendance effect. Matt, what have you been caught drinking? Or Nick, was there any more? We got yours right?
I think that's...
Nick
80 on Untappd.
I rarely go to the movies, but we did go to see Winchester. And I had a
Winchester
Voodoo Ranger.
That's the movie with the lady with the okay.
Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, California. San Jose.
Have you been there?
Yes, many times. Mm-hmm.
I have never been.
Oh my god! What
is it fun? Is it fun?
Totally boring, but you got to see it.
What's the mystery spot? Have you been to the mystery spot?
I believe so.
You believe so?
I believe so.
It's a mystery, isn't it?
It's a mystery.
I've known plenty of people that have gone there.
Well, we were younger, so I don't quite remember, but I remember going to this place where the room, if you were standing up straight, the room seemed like it was leaning.
Because the mystery spot's it's like a weird magnetic anomaly area.
But that might have been in, where's the place where Bonanza was filmed? Ponderosa.
Mm. Man.
Yeah.
Sorry. This is my fault. I want to know. I don't know what's going on with this mystery spot.
It's a mystery. You got to go and get a bumper sticker.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know.
The mystery is people saying keep buying this damn bumper sticker.
People here in Central California know, there's always somebody with the mystery spot bumper sticker.
Man.
I'm just people just go just to get the bumper sticker.
That is kind of fading, though. I haven't seen many lately.
That's true.
Maybe look them up with a new design.
Label refresh.
Mystery spot label refresh.
Oh, it's a 2018 mystery spot sticker.
Matt, what have you been caught drinking?
I've been keeping it kind of light.
Beardy Brewer, 87.
I haven't had any.
Oh, he's drinking. Keystone is here.
Oh, you've been keystoning it light.
Keeping it light.
Been drinking
Dude,
some.
I'm telling Greg.
Been drinking a lot of repeats. Was at Spokeasy and I had a beer for drinking. I've been drinking a lot of the Surf Stop Pale Ale from Pizza Port.
Well, look at that.
That one's been popping up everywhere in cans and drafts. So it's solid. It's a good freaking beer.
Nice, clean pale.
And then popped open a can of Libertine, Also shared that with some friends. Had their wild can IPA. Of Libertine? Yep.
16 Libertine ounce can. Was that they made a 16 ounce can?
They do. So, you know, like normal people do 32 ounce crowlers. They do 16 ounce crowlers.
Wow.
On the spot. You just pick how them much off.
Is that, that cost like $5,000, one of those machines?
It was the same. Yeah, basically. But yeah, it's $7 a can or $24 for a four pack. Which, so it's cheaper than, you know, their other, yeah. And then, so shared one of those and then had a sugar pie and a nitro at...
a nitro, bro.
At the Goldsteins. And then...
what been, are your nitro beers?
And then been drinking some 1554s. Notice how
nitro's gone? Like nobody cares about nitros. Nobody cares about nitros.
Then that's because you can't put hazies on nitros.
On the other darker side, after Sugar Pine, I've also had some 1554s and Tokyo Blacks. Just a lot of repeats.
Oh, Tokyo Blacks.
I've been coasting the past couple of times I've gone out.
Coasting, going to the coast.
It's like we're in between IPAs right
Fresno
now.
Fresno Riviera.
So, a lot of weird shit's going on tap.
Well, yeah, everything's weird. We haven't hit the spring light. Yeah. Session beer time of the year yet. So everything's just kind of funky right now.
So much funk.
Right. So much funk.
Bearded Brewer. A brewer. Bearded Brewer 87 on the untapped. Oh, man.
Yeah.
This week, I'm still on somewhat of a diet. A diet of, like, stay under 2,000 calories a day diet. Yeah. Mm. So I basically, like, think of myself as, like, having calories as money. So I start the day off with $2,000 worth of calories.
Okay.
And then I have to choose where I spend those.
So by brunch, you're broke?
Yeah. I'm broke by brunch. But I try to keep it, maintain it, and so I usually have enough left over in the end of the day to at least have one beer.
Nice.
And this week it's mostly been the Fulton 55 Ooh. Pale from Tioga Sequoia.
I thought you were going to say you started picking up some Michelob Ultra.
So. Some Ultras, 90 calories.
Yep.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of beer for less calories. Of those. Yeah. Yeah. I can have, I can have 20 of those.
Don't they also have the Michelob 64? Is that who it is? Somebody has a 64.
Oh, yeah. They got all, they got them all. I'm trying to think. I had to have gone to different other places.
Had to have.
Than just Fulton 55s. I did have a, no, that was last week's show. I had a surf stop. What else did I do this week? Oh, I had a Lancelot IPA at Westwood's.
Ooh, nice.
Westwood's restaurant. But, okay.
What?
The last couple times I've had a Lancelot IPA from House of Pendragon, local unfiltered. Brewer, House of Pendragon. It's unfiltered now, right?
Yep.
Like, it wasn't before, though, right? Before no, it was it not. Used to be. But now it's, but that's how it is now, right? That's just how it is,
unfiltered? Just like their Excalibur is now dry hopped. They're blonde.
Okay, because it's just the last couple times I've had Lancelot, and it comes out completely unfiltered. I'm like, did they give me the wrong beer, or is this just how it is now?
It's just how it is.
So, well, now I know. This is good. It's good I'm on the show that I can figure out beer things. I also had a Southgate unfiltered IPA at Westwood.
Mm.
They always have a Southgate there, which they're good for that. That's all I pretty much had this week.
Nice.
Outside of that Fulton Street IPA. Kind of a quiet week, but it's not going to be quiet this weekend. Fulton 55, man. I'm going to be getting all the Tioga Sequoia. All of it. There's rumors that somebody's going to open up a brewery in town.
Mm.
There's all these rumors going around.
On the skirts?
Yeah, out in the outskirts. It may be south. There may be a gate involved. I don't know.
Mm.
But these are the rumors going around town. Bearded Brewer 87, The Nick 80, and Mikey Topor. These are all things you can find us on Untapped with those. And then with that brings us to what, Matt?
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. What about some? And then some. But don't forget the... Lastly. Okay. What do we do next? What about? And then we finish off with some more. And...
Cheers, we have a new Golden Guy!
What? John. Is it somebody's mom?
Daryl Lagunitas. That's how I call Daryl. Daryl Lagunitas. Daryl Lagunitas. D-Lang 55.
Whoa.
D-Lang 55 and all the social media. He is the newest Golden God of the yes. Perfect Pole.
That's amazing.
Woo.
All right.
You're like, what's going on? What is a Golden God? That's people that donate money to the show every month via the website Patreon. Patreon. Patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to check out our page on Patreon, this is where people can donate money to us. And in turn, besides our heavy gratitude, we also, you can hear the episode a little bit earlier than everyone else. Like, so our episodes drop every Friday, and I try to get the patrons the episode if they want to just directly listen to it via the Patreon. You can, late on Thursday, you can actually listen to it usually. Sometimes I can get it out earlier than that, but usually it's late Thursday night. And, also our tailgate session when we're just hanging out before the show, doing writing in our notes,
telling all the secrets,
saying stuff we shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You should have heard all the stuff Rad Stacy said during the tailgate last week. Oh, man. She got herself in big trouble.
It was juicy.
It was juicy. So there's that. You get to listen to that. And then plus any other little things we can do, you get to see that earlier or exclusively or something. I'm thinking about putting together a podcast series that's just going to for the patrons that may go out to the public or may not. So I don't know. But that's going to be happening soon.
Good luck with that.
So thank you. Big cheers to all our patrons, including our newest one, D-Lang 55, Daryl. Also, cheers to Craft Nomads, Eric Zuazo. Rulandles.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that one.
Keefisms, Drinking Craft, and Kelly at Hooscraft. And everybody that shares the show on their own social media. Everyone's got a social media these days. Got your own social media account and share the show. Really appreciate it, and tell all your little beer geeky friends about us. I appreciate it, and we appreciate it. We just like hanging out, man, and trying to give you guys something fun to listen to while you're drinking some beers or while you're at work. However you listen to Perfect Pour, hope you're having fun like we are.
Are you now?
Nick, you got some cheers.
Cheers. This might be an oldie but a goodie. I'm sure we've cheered this one before, but it kind of recently popped back up in our feed. Punky Brewster.
Yes. Classic. She's awesome. Punky Brewster.
Yeah. Like, she had the forethought to use that handle.
Great handle.
As a craft beer
term. She seems like a cool person. I'll watch some of her stuff on Instagram.
Nice.
Seems pretty cool.
Yeah, seems cool.
She seems cool.
Seems cool.
Seems like a cool person.
Got IPA Dre, the beer seller. Bottles, cans, and cameras. Biras of the world. Maybe a little Italian influence there. I'm okay with that.
Italians.
Italians. And beer in my blood.
Beer in my blood.
Beer in my blood. Cheers. All those are all Instagram followers.
Matt, you got some cheers.
Cheers to the people that listen to the show or that make the effort to say hello to me in the public area, even if you admit that you haven't caught up on the show in a while.
That seems like the most common when somebody talks to you, you meet somebody in public. The most common thing they say is, yeah, I haven't been listening much lately.
Yeah, I need to catch up.
That is the number one thing that is said when you talk to somebody.
And I make sure to point that out to them.
It's not like, oh, I love the show and this blah, blah, blah happened last week. But it's always like, you know, I haven't listened much lately, but, you know, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always make sure to point that out and be like, well, don't worry. It's a common answer. And they're just like, well, no, but it's like, you don't have to defend it. It's just.
When was this golden era that everyone listened?
Yeah. 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. It was like, oh, I remember listening to that show. I haven't listened much lately, but what are you guys are still doing that, huh? Yeah. Yeah. We're still doing it. Wow. That's cool.
It's the number one thing I get. Even Tyler from Libertine said that. He's like, well, since I'm not driving, you know, he's like, I live in Pismo now, so it's only like a 20-minute drive. And he's like, it's hard to start and stop a podcast. And I'm just like, I get it. Cool. It's, you know, it's fine, guy. It's, you know, I understand.
You can listen to it while you're brewing. I mean, yeah. Tommy from House of Pendragon, that he while he's brewing his beer, he has it blasting. You can do that, Tyler. Mm-hmm. I know you're a big music guy. You blast it in the while you're brewing. Big record. Maybe we should make these into records, a vinyl.
Now
there you go. Then Tyler would play him, and the
and still get him the out Merle by Friday. Bay
location. Yeah,
yeah.
Press. Yeah. How is there the press vinyl a podcast in the vinyl?
Well, they used to make record players that would record on the spot. So we just got to get one of those that'll cut the record, and then we can just overnight it to
him. We got all that Patreon money. We can get one of those.
And then we'll overnight it to him. He'll get it Friday, and he can play it Friday.
Yeah, just play it in the... There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, we got that figured out. Wow. Thanks, everyone, for listening. PerfectPourPod.com is the website. If you need information, at PerfectPourPod on all the social medias. Mikey Top Pour, The Nick 80, Beauty Brewer 87. And thank you guys for listening. Make sure to be safe, have fun, and check your dates. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's all.
Drink some beer.
Goodbye.
Crazy.
Hey, don't get crazy, man.
Don't get crazy.
Don't try to have fun.
Don't try to have fun.
Hey.
You.
Knock it off.
Stop having fun.